Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Oh, creepiest voice I've heard in my
life. I was talking to Kate today, and we were doing, I was doing baby coughs. So I was like,
oh, that's funny.
I said I sounded like a little animated baby, and then I started talking in my animated baby voice. Yeah. But it was like a little British child.
Of course.
It's always, I can't remember what it was, but it was like,
yeah.
Oh dear, oh no, oh no,
oh no,
help, help me,
please, please help,
please, I need some help.
This is a different Oliver Twist version.
Child.
Yeah.
I died of tuberculosis, but I just don't know it yet.
Great. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie. Oh, of course. Charlie full stop, like
short. It's short for Charlington.
Charlington?
Charlington.
Or Charlington. He doesn't like it when people say Charlington?
Charlington.
Charlington.
Charlington. There's a K in there.
You can find him on LinkedIn.
Charlington. Charlington.
Charlington.
Charlington.
Because you're a child, you're
I'm
small.
Just a wee lad.
I'm just a wee boy.
Just a wee.
You're just a poor boy, no one loves you? Great, and I'm Carly, and this is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
We're Charlie and Carly.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow. So, that's not true at all.
I'm so good at figuring out names. I'm like, my name is Looks At You, Carly. Yeah.
Charlie! I did see you thinking too, and I was like, it's gonna be something British, but also something close to my. Yep, it's Charlie. Charlie. It's Charlie.
Charlie.
Yep.
Poor Charlie.
She's lying. This is Cecilia over there coughing up a lung.
I am coughing.
She's a sick British boy.
I was sick.
From the Victorian era.
I was sick last year, 2 years. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I was sick 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Do you remember it?
I was sick last week, or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks back.
A couple weeks back, I was sick. And I was coughing a lot when I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm no longer sick, but I'm still coughing.
So weird.
The coughing has no ceased.
The coughing
but
is
But I'll be
like,
fine yeah. all day, and as soon as it's nighttime, I like can't talk like a normal person.
Only can cough.
Because I'm just like...
She's a sickly British Victorian ghost child.
A poor little ghost child, and I'm dying of tuberculosis, and I need to be taken to the sea.
I'm not taking you to the
sea. So that's why I'm going to the sea tomorrow.
That's true. At least I don't have to take you to the sea. Thank God.
I'm going away to the sea, and by the sea, I mean Lake Michigan.
That's as close to a sea as you're going
to
get.
That's as close to the sea as I'm going to get.
Hey, can you notice we're recording in person together?
Can you notice?
Can you notice?
Can you notice?
Can you do us a favor and notice?
Notice me, please.
Notice me, Horton.
Notice
feather
me.
By feather.
We're here. We're in the same room.
Yep.
And I'm just coughing up all over. So.
Classic Cecile.
So that's
doing it.
Good. So
everyone.
That's good and nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Carly, and that's Cecilia.
Don't confuse them. Our voices are already similar-ish.
And
we're both so whiny.
About ghosts.
You're talking about ghosts. We love it. Oh, but speaking quickly about a couple weeks ago.
About ghosts?
About ghosts. About this podcast specifically.
Wow, okay.
I made a remark, I believe it was during 3 episodes back.
Carly,
let me check.
Canceled?
Check right now. No, I'm not canceled. I just really want to make a quick correction. Yeah, during episode 128, we titled Good Old Fashioned Treason.
Of course.
Which is hilarious. When I was talking about Princess Grace of Grace Kelly of Monaco, I mentioned, I made a joke about Richard Simmons' family jewels.
Sure.
It's Gene Simmons. Oh. Richard Simmons is the exercise guy. And Gene Simmons is the guy from Kiss.
Rock and Roll. I would not have noticed. I did not notice.
You didn't notice. And now
you making the correction. I was like, huh. All right.
You're like, great.
Cool. Still wouldn't be able to tell you which one's
no. which. Yeah. Richard Simmons, curly hair, exercise. Mm-hmm. Short shorts. Gene Simmons, Family Jewels.
You could have told me they were the same person.
Yeah, and you would have believed it.
And I would have been like, yeah, the guy from Kiss, he does the exercise stuff.
Yeah, the guy from Kiss, he jumps around and wears
his wig. He's like Jane Fonda. He does it all.
Oh my God. What if they're the same person, but he just has alter egos?
I would not. If you showed me a picture of Gene Simmons and a picture of Richard Simmons, I would not know which one is which.
You would say they're the same.
I would say, yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. You would put them next to each other and go, these spots of difference games are getting harder and harder.
Like, I don't know him.
I'm sorry to this man.
I'm sorry to this man.
You'd be Keke Palmer.
I'm sorry to this man. I do not know him. I don't know his deal. Wow.
Well, I just want to make that quick correction because as I was editing, I laughed really hard and I was like, that's Carly, you're not correct. And I Googled it to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been meaning to make that correction for a while. I forgot. It's very silly.
And Carly is canceled for that.
And don't cancel me.
Because she can't tell the difference between white men.
I can't tell the difference between two different white men with the same last name. Please don't cancel me. Please don't cancel me. But please do continue listening because we have some good stories today.
No, that's all I have to tell you, actually. Today's episode is just for us to make that correction.
Carly's apology.
It's just Carly's apology corner. She feels really bad for what she did, and, we're gonna take a few weeks off to really recuperate and think about what we've done.
To really, start making some changes in our lives.
And try to tell the difference between old white men.
Yeah, we really apologize for the communities we've hurt. With this correction. Sorry to old white men who are famous with the same last names.
I was gonna say old American white men, but I don't.
Kiss?
I don't think Kiss is American.
Are they British?
I think they're Australian.
I was gonna say, I don't think they're British. Let's see. Kiss.
I don't know.
Kiss. That's the only one I want to
That's good. Yeah, I know about Prince.
Oh, it's an American rock band from New York.
Okay, Richard Simmons then is...
I think is Richard Simmons. Yeah, because I Googled Richard Simmons Family Jewels and it came up Gene Simmons
and it was like,
Family
no,
Jewels.
No, incorrect.
And I was like, correct.
What's Richard Simmons? British?
Richard...
Kiss isn't Australian.
No. You love to learn new things every day. He's also American. Oh, okay, so yeah, it's also right. Cecilia. You think these men look the same? You need to really get your eyes checked.
Do they look the same?
Because this is Richard Simmons. Okay. And then let me show you the guy from Kiss real quick. Just like real quick.
I don't know what they look like.
And then Cecilia... This is a guy from Kiss, Cecilia.
Okay, no, I did. I honestly, if you did show me both of those pictures, I would know which one it is which.
Yeah.
I lied.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being honest.
I can't tell the
difference. Also, this. He's on a throne for Family Jewels. Because Family Jewels.
His Family Jewels.
Yeah. The only time I ever remember watching that show, I watched it at a sleepover in, like, grade 6.
Why?
At a friend's house. I don't know why we watched it. I think it was because it was, like, on MTV.
Okay.
And, like, grade 6's love
I didn't watch MTV in grade 6. I watched SpongeBob.
So did I, but my friends who were cool watched MTV.
I wasn't allowed.
Or tried to be cool.
I didn't have MTV. I had Much Music, and that was it.
Oh, maybe it was on Much Music. It was on one of those, you know? I think it was an MTV show that they showed on Much Music. They did that a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
In the early
aughts. I watched Video on Trial.
Oh my God, stop! That's really funny. That's really of the times. Mm-hmm.
Remember when?
Now people can guess how old we are because based on those two things.
Based on those?
Yeah.
Figure it out, people. Do
it
the
was,
math.
For me, it was also the first sleepover I ever ate ice cream out of the carton with a spoon.
Oh my God.
It was life-changing.
Scandalous.
I was like, your mom's gonna let us... She was like, yeah! I was like,
oh my
God. For real? No. It was incredible. It is the only way, if you ask me. That or eating ice cream in a mug. Try it.
In a mug?
You'll never turn back.
Oh.
And you know what mugs you could use? Oh! You might as well just use whatever goes segue of her enamel mugs. It wasn't even planned. Just was, you know.
Just thinking about mugs.
Just thinking about mugs. Which are amazing. They're enamel mugs, handmade in the Ukraine, with our cute logo and a cute little saying on the inside. You can get your very own, if you like. And the link will be in the description. You can also find it through our Instagram.
Yeah, it's in the bio on the Instagram. Yeah. And there's some pictures on the Instagram as well if you wanted to take a look.
That's true. They're very cute.
If you want to take a look-see, they're on there.
If you're a camping aficionado, if you just like cute things.
Or just a drinking aficionado.
Yeah, or ice cream eating out of a mug aficionado.
Yeah, you don't even need to drink. You can eat. You can make a little mug cake.
Yeah, you could have, well, I don't know if I would put enamel in the microwave.
You cannot make
don't
a mug
do that.
Cake that.
You could make
just
a mug
kidding.
Cake and then put the cake inside it after it's pre-made.
Yeah, you can make a mug cake in a different mug and then take it out and put it in that mug.
Because it's way cuter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could also just like eat some soup. People eat soup out of mugs?
You can eat soup out of a mug. Is it soup-sized?
It's just regular mug size, like 12-ouncer, but it's beefy. If you want to, like,
if
a cup
a
of soup,
soup,
a wee bit of soup.
Just a little bit of soup.
I didn't say have a bowl of soup. I said have a mug of
have
soup.
Have a cup of soup.
Come on.
A mug,
cup of soup for the soul.
Mmm.
Fill it up. You can't, because you can buy it.
You can buy it, and then you can fill it up.
You can buy it, and you can fill it up.
We give you the ability. We give you permission to put whatever wild things you want to put in that mug.
And then we give you other permission to take a photo of it and send it to us.
We give you permission to buy it, and then we give you permission to use it, and then we give you permission to take a picture and send it to us.
Yeah, we would love that. We'd love to see what your mug gets up
to. We would love to see what kind of weird stuff you put in your mug.
Yeah. The weirder the better, but don't make it so weird that it's gross.
Yeah, don't make it gross.
Not gross.
Only put things that you can eat.
Sure.
That you should eat.
You should eat. Yeah. Could eat. Oh, no.
No, maybe not could.
So dark.
Should.
Should. And would.
That are recommended for intake.
Correct. Mm. By the board.
By the board.
That's right.
By the FDA.
The certified.
FDA approved.
FDA stands for Franklin Delano Approved.
Delano Roosevelt.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Roosevelt. Speaking of FDR, actually, that's a really good segue into my story. Because at one point, I mentioned FDR.
I don't talk about him, but I talk about his brother.
Are you trying to say you talk about Teddy?
Yeah.
You freaking weirdo, they're not brothers. famous brother.
Yes, Franklin and Teddy Roosevelt. They were brothers. They were twins, actually, I think.
They were twins, actually. Sorry, I misspoke earlier. They're not just
twins.
Brothers. They're really twins. Yeah, famous twins. Teddy and Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Correct. I'm really glad that you're bringing that up here on the podcast today.
I'm not making a correction.
No.
It's correct.
I'm not asking you to make a correction. I'm agreeing with you.
It's 100% a fact. This is a fact-only podcast.
We give you nothing but the facts, the whole facts, and every fact in between.
Facts, kids.
Yeah, top to tail, facts on facts.
Tip to top.
And tail to tail.
Tail to tail.
Facts forever. That's what we give you.
That's
You're
what
welcome.
We give you, and nothing else.
Yeah, we don't like to do anything else other than facts.
No jokes.
No.
No bits.
Jokes? I haven't told a joke in my life.
I don't know.
Don't ever accuse me of telling a joke. I won't take it well.
I will not. No, I'll be whoopy.
We'll be livid.
Where is
If you think that we have ever tried to be funny
we
in our lives?
We are serious intellectuals.
We're serious ghost-scientists. We've said them before.
We are ghost-scientists.
Serious.
Carly, tell us about Teddy Roosevelt's twin
Great.
Brother.
Let me tell you about his twin brother, Franklin Delano. Mm-hmm. He really is only a tiny character in this, but I'll still tell you.
But he's there somewhere.
But he exists. Because today, I will be telling us about... Oh! We didn't even see what the theme is!
Oh!
We got so ahead of ourselves.
It's Roosevelt.
It's Roosevelt. Could you imagine?
We just changed it.
Surprise! It's Roosevelt's. It could
it's
be.
It's Roosevelt's. It has to be Roosevelt related in some way.
American hotels.
American.
Comma! Or colon Roosevelt's edition.
Colon has to be with Roosevelt's. Has to have a Roosevelt.
At least one Roosevelt per story.
One Roosevelt twin per story.
Yeah. Correct.
Mm.
So.
It has to be a different one, because I have Teddy and you have...
That's right, right. And I have... So I took FDR, Dylan, obviously. He was the only other twin left, so I was stuck with him.
You had to get him.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
And I'm telling the story of the Omni Grove Park Hotel.
Okay.
So, listed on the National Register of Historic Places and nestled against the backdrop of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Blue Ridge Mountains! In Asheville, North Carolina. Mm. When you get to Asheville... That's a deep cut, music theater cut for anybody.
Yeah, I don't know that, but I just know about the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Blue Ridge Mountain.
Colorado River.
Chattanooga River.
What?
The song is Chattanooga River. Chattanooga River.
Okay.
Is it Colorado River?
I don't
Colorado's
know.
Not near North Carolina.
I don't know, I'm just saying the
Chattanooga River. Yeah, pretty sure it's Chattanooga River.
Life is older.
Older than the trees. It's our band. The song, other song I said when I said, when you get to Asheville, is from Bright Star, the musical.
Oh, I don't know that.
Which is the Steve Martin musical. You should know it, because comedy. It's actually a lovely musical. It premiered on Broadway the same year as Hamilton, so that's why nobody knows it. It's really sad. I think it's really, really good. I never got to see it because it closed so early because of Hamilton, but I loved it. I love it. I still love it. I haven't seen it, but I've heard the music. And I think
it was
great.
All in Manuel Miranda's fault.
Blame him once again. Foiled once again.
Foiled once again by then Manuel Miranda.
So, nestled in the Blue Ridge Mountains, the backdrop of the Blue Ridge Mountains in Asheville, North Carolina, is the Omni Grove Park Inn. A 444 Diamond Hotel, it first opened in 1913 as the Grove Park, built by Edwin Wiley Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Grove made his fortune selling something called Grove's Tasteless Chill Tonic throughout the South. It's his tasteless chill tonic.
Also, we're both wrong.
What is it?
Shenandoah River.
Chattanooga River.
Shenandoah River. That makes more sense. I was gonna say it, so I don't think it's just...
I don't think it's Colorado River.
It's not.
Does Colorado have a river?
The Colorado River?
Oh yeah, they have a river, that's true.
It's a river. We both named... Is there a Chattanooga River?
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Chattanooga.
Maybe I got trains on the mind.
Chattanooga. We always have
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Chattanooga River. Oh. Nope. There's the Tennessee River.
Yep. I saw it with my own eyes.
Cool. Okay, tell us about the tasteless...
Great.
Whatever.
I'll tell you all about the Grove's tasteless chill tonic.
Sounds bad.
Which he peddled throughout the South. Well, it's tasteless because... Which was a good thing. We were glad it was tasteless because it was mostly a malaria preventative.
Oh.
It was advertised as effectively disguising the unpleasant bitter taste of... What was its active ingredient? Quinine.
Who?
Quinine.
Oh.
You ever heard of quinine?
Not really.
Well, good. So, Grove's tonic proved enormously popular in an era when malaria was really a highly problematic disease in the South, because mosquitoes, you know.
Ooh, bad.
And for this, and as many other, you know, developments, like real estate-wise and business-wise, Grove is considered the, and I quote, father of modern Asheville. Yeah, so he's like this rich guy doing his things, you know, hawking his wares, selling tonic water to people.
Okay.
A little bit snake oil vibes, but like in a fun way. People
did
liked
it work?
Him. I think it did work. Okay. I think it made people take quinine, and as good as quinine was.
Why do you say quinine though?
Because it's like an old timey way. I have to say
Why can't you say it normal?
Quinine.
Quinine.
I hate it that way. It's more fun to say.
What if it's quinine?
It's not, it's quinine.
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 Quinine. You take your quinine today.
London.
We're from London town. No. It's quinine. Because we're in the South.
Okay.
Of America. Because the theme, remember? American hotels.
Oh, America.
Yeah, American hotels. Okay. So the inn, which is called the Grove Park Hotel, has remained in continuous operation since Grove first opened it, which is pretty wild.
Yeah.
1913, and so it's over 100 years.
That's a lot of years ago.
Right? That's legit. The hotel looks really wild. It looks like a... It's made out of, like, boulders. What? Looks very rustic.
What did you say it was called? I'm gonna look it up.
It's called the Omni Grove Park Hotel.
Omni Grove Park.
Yeah. Okay. And so, if you want to see a picture of it, Cecilia will post it to the Instagram. Mm. And she'll also describe it now, maybe.
Whoa. It is weird.
It looks weird, right?
It's also huge.
It's huge, yeah.
There's
it's
so
giant.
Much of it.
It's a big hotel. So, some of the boulders that make up the hotel's cave-like walls, because that's what it's like, mm-hmm. weigh as much as 5 tons. And it has an architectural ruggedness that, you know, tries to connect it to the mountain landscape. So, that's kind of the idea is, you know, that classic matching what's outside.
Yeah.
But with building a building.
Ooh, the pool looks really cool.
It's a really cool place. It looks amazing. Builders were given the instructions that no cut stone should be visible.
Okay.
So guests should only see, I quote, the time-worn face given to it by thousands of years' sun and rain that had beaten upon it as part of the mountainside, according to one of their brochures. So that's why it's so craggy and that's why it's so, like, piecey, is they really wanted it to show the natural beauty of, like, what had once been a piece of the mountain. Yeah. Which is kind of hilarious. But, you know, to each of their own. It's also kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's not, you know, ugly. Ugly in that, like, it's, you know, glass and steel and nothing. No heart. No. Nothing.
No, it's like, interesting.
Yeah, it's got something to say.
Yeah.
So the Great Hall, or the lobby, was decorated with 700 pieces of furniture and over 600 light fixtures of solid copper made by the Royal Crofters of Aurora, New York. So that explains the size of this place.
It's fucking huge.
It's like 600 light fixtures in the lobby, in the Great Hall.
I have like 10 light fixtures in my
in your house in total.
Yeah,
so imagine it's the lobby alone, 600 times bigger than your house. Ridiculous. Over a dozen quotes of writers such as Ovid, Thoreau, and Emerson are carved into the stone. Okay. You know, like, outdoorsy vibes.
Yeah,
Thoreau. And they have huge medieval-looking fireplaces at either end of the room, and they can burn 12-foot logs.
Like, yeah, it's they're the ones huge. That are, like, you see that are, like, taller than you.
Yeah!
Like,
yeah, there's, like, photos of women from the early days of, like, standing next to the fire, and they're, like, teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Like, you can throw them in.
Yeah.
Two at a time.
Yeah, they're people-sized
you know?
Fireplaces.
They're the ones that, you know, that's what that's what they're for. Drama. With its grandeur, it's no wonder that folks like George Gershwin, Harry Houdini, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Thomas Edison, Helen Keller, and presidents FDR and even Obama have stayed at Grove Park.
Even Obama.
Even Obama, baby. Known for its elegance and comfort, the Grove Park hosts several world-class restaurants and has a superior spa on Spite. On Spite.
On Spite. The Spite
They're
spa.
So spiteful about their spa. They have a superior spa on site. It's a beautiful, relaxing, romantic place that, you know, is like, just vibes. It's got good vibes. It's like relaxing. It's the classic like turn of the century resort. When you think of like,
it does look very like old timey.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like truly modern in any way,
no,
but
it
shouldn't be. It's a historic, it's a historic hotel.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of people like to, like, they go, they have a great time, they don't want to leave. And according to legend, one guest never did.
Who knew?
Her name? The Pink Lady.
Okay, wow, she's pink?
Mm-hmm. Lady
good
to color, lady to color, check
good
out the bingo.
For her.
If you're playing Ghost River Bingo, check out the bingo. Lady to color. It's a pink lady. We haven't had a pink lady before.
I don't know if we've had a pink. Yeah, they're usually red or black.
Or green.
Or white.
Yeah. Red, black, white, or green, sometimes.
Yeah.
But we have yet, I think, to have
okay.
a pink lady.
All right.
So it also makes me think of like Greece. That's the first thing I think of too. The pink ladies is like they're.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like picturing like this like teeny bopper in like a poodle skirt, like. Bah, 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 like, style. It's not that. It's not that. But her name is the Pink Lady. Apparently, she's been haunting the hotel for over half a century, almost a whole one.
Dang, okay.
Some say, and, like, there's been, like,
sightings of her for over half a century, almost a full one. Some say she has appeared as the figure of a full woman dressed in a pink ball gown.
Okay.
But more often than not, she's reported solely as a pink mist.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, spooky.
She's fun. So sometimes she appears in the dead of winter, in the off-season, when few people are at the hotel. Mm-hmm. And she tends to appear early in the morning or late at night, and when she's least expected. Which I would say is always, but sure. Mm-hmm. She's mostly associated with room 545, okay, where a lot of past and present employees say they felt her presence in the form of, like, a cold chill. Mm-hmm. Did she stay there? Maybe. Maybe not. Legend has it that a beautiful woman, maybe dressed in a pink ball gown, fell to her death in the Palm Court, which is the interior atrium of the main historic hotel. Mm-hmm. So it's set up kind of like a cruise ship, I guess, for a worse, better...
Like cathedral.
Like I wanted to say like cathedral high school in Hamilton without having to say that. Which the way to describe the high school is it's set it's up like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
It has a center atrium and then all the floors around it, stacking one on top of the other.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like I was really trying to avoid that, but you knew where I was going.
I knew it.
So yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it has a center atrium called the Palm Court, which is so bougie. Okay. Oh, I'll meet you in the Palm Court.
I feel like that's such a like old timey thing too. It's like, oh, it's the Palm Court.
The Palm Court. Also, just to call anything a court.
Or the court.
Or like the Great Hall.
The
Amazing.
Great Hall, yeah.
We should bring these things back. It sounds better than Harry Potter, honestly.
The Palm Court. They don't have Palm Courts in Harry Potter.
Palm Court. Exactly. And this hotel, as far as I know, wasn't, you know, built by a transphobe. Mm-hmm. So.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
I mean, it was built in,
1914? Yeah, 1913. Yeah, probably, but who knows. Yeah, by this wealthy white guy. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
We can hope, we can dream. The interior atrium of the main historic hotel, apparently a woman fell to her death in the Palm Court. To describe it better, not only, like, is the Palm Court in the center, but the rooms of the hotel are what line it. So, like, you walk out of your hotel, you look into the Palm Court.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so it's rather cute.
Yeah.
There's some really good... It's rather cute.
It's rather cute.
There's some good photos of it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so, like, if this were an event to have happened, I'm sure people would have seen it, you know? Or, like, been affected by it, you know? And the questions, though, beg. Was she murdered? Did she jump? Did she even exist? So according to some of the stories collected by paranormal enthusiast Josh Warren in his 1996 book, Haunted Asheville, you can hear the ghosts, at the door.
There's ghosts, at the door.
At the door.
It's a dog. Go deal with the ghosts.
The ghosts are here.
The ghosts are here.
The ghosts have arrived. The ghosts have arrived. According to some of the stories collected in paranormal enthusiast Joshua Warren's 1996 book called Haunted Asheville, the Pink Lady is the embodiment of conventional femininity. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. She's elusive. She's an enigma.
She's in a pink dress.
She's in a pink dress and she's a lady. So, but others think about her as possibly being an outsider figure. She's like, maybe is like a different kind of figure. Maybe she's not like, you know, this like ingenue type. People are saying that possibly maybe she's a sex worker or someone who's unwell. You know, all these, you know, other things that people think of when they think of women ghosts. But we don't really know, if I'm going to be honest. So one local man occasionally calls the hotel to insist, this is really funny, insist that the Pink Lady is Zelda Fitzgerald.
Okay, and he calls the hotel to
Be like, hey,
this is something
you need to know.
You need to know.
The Pink Lady.
That's wild.
I've called last week. It's still Zelda Fitzgerald.
That's a wild thing to continually call about.
Right? But it's also weird, though, because I did mention F. Scott earlier that he stayed there. And he stayed in rooms 441 and 443.
She also stayed there?
For the summers of 1935 and 1936, and drinking, he was just drinking gin and trying to write, and Zelda died in a fire in Asheville's Highland Hospital in 1948.
Oh, shit, okay.
So, not far.
Mm-hmm. died in Ashland. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Ashland?
Asheville. Ashland is a is what? Furniture.
Ashland?
When you get to Asheville. Yeah, it's Asheville.
Okay. Asheville.
I have to sing the song to remember. It's Asheville. So, most of the tales of the Pink Lady, though, are a lot less exact. Like, you know, most people are not out here saying, it's Zelda Fitzgerald for sure. But they mostly, like, emphasize, like, that she's good. She's not, like, a scary spirit. She's not, like, out here for revenge or anything. But she is a little disruptive.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny.
Good for her.
So, in the beginning, Grove Park was very regimented. Even though it was, like, this resort to go away to, the hotel was managed, like, with very relatively strict regulations. Apparently, no cars could enter the property after 10:30 p.m. or before 9. This is, like, in the really early days. And guests were requested not to run water late at night.
Okay, weird.
And they were also discouraged from bringing young children.
Okay, fair.
And there were signs in the historic elevators that encouraged guests to be quiet once they left the Great Hall. Okay. And these signs, I saw a picture of them, they look like the American Horror Story font with the weird dots. It's very Art Deco, but, like, kind of spooky looking.
Okay.
That's what the original font was for these.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
They were like, this is a normal font. Yeah. Super chill.
Yeah, they're like, we're having a really good time. Basically, it says, like, if you leave the Great Hall, please be quiet in the elevator and on your floor. Okay. You can feel free to stay in the Great Hall as long as you wish, but be quiet everywhere else. So, like, a little bit of a strict, you know, policies, but also, like, kind of understandable.
Yeah.
But kind of funny if you're a ghost and you want to pull a few pranks, because she's a little bit pranky.
Yeah.
And they also tend to say that the Pink Lady is the spirit of a woman who died in the 20s or around 1920. And so it kind of adds to this, like, elusiveness of the legend and stuff. And people are like, she's like a shadow. She's strange but gentle. And when some people call and request room 545, some people call, so some people are either really drawn to staying in room 545, like we probably would be, because we're like, let us stay in the haunted room, like, please, yes, please, please, please.
Okay.
But other people will call and make it clear when they're booking that they want to be as far away from 545 as possible.
Okay.
So, like, it's kind of draws both crowds, right? Which is hilarious. And apparently a waiter in the hotel's Edison restaurant is sure she exists. And he described strange events late one night when he was closing up. And once a commercial-grade lock unlocked itself.
Ooh.
And the restaurant is part, there's the old resort and then there's a few modern additions. The restaurant's part of the modern additions. Okay. So even though people have only kind of reported seeing the Pink Lady in certain places, possible that, you know, her spirit or another spirit or something is also, you know, moved into the new section for a while too. And guests have also said that she turns lights on and off late at night, which is a classic, you know. And she also apparently seems to particularly enjoy the company of children.
Okay.
Maybe that's because they weren't allowed in the early
2000s. Yeah, she's but, like, wow, this is nice.
And she's like,
cute.
I like kids. They make me laugh. They're weird and hilarious.
This is fun that they're allowed now.
Yeah. And she
seems... I haven't seen a child in a while.
I haven't seen a child in 84 years. And she loves it. And it seems like she's a little more willing to reveal herself to them than to adults.
Okay.
Which, like, is classic for, you know, ghosts we've encountered and stuff, and stories. So, she has been seen by the beds of children who are taken ill during their stay.
Aww.
So, like, if little kids get sick, she, like, will speak softly to them and stroke their hands. And there was one time when a doctor who had been staying with his family at the Grove Park left a note when he checked out with the checking out staff at the desk, I guess, asking the staff to thank the lady in the pink ball gown because his children told him how much they enjoyed playing with her during their stay.
That's so... That's
weird.
So
it's so weird. They're like, Daddy, we love the lady in the pink ball gown.
And he's like, wow, maybe she works here.
Yeah, they're like, I'm sure there's probably some kind of reenacting lady. Maybe, maybe it's fun.
Yeah.
Thank the lady in the gown. And they're like, there never was a lady.
There was never
a lady. There hasn't been a lady in a gown in almost 100 years. In
Very interesting.
So, whether or not the Pink Lady will visit you, it seems that the Omni Grove Park Hotel and its surrounding area is the vibe for gorgeous historic hoteling, mm-hmm. and in our minds, a very welcome, slightly spooky vibe.
That's very cute.
So, that's the Omni Grove Park Hotel. It also, this had, I couldn't fit this in, but I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. During the Cold War, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the Grove Park Inn as their meeting place in the event of a nuclear attack by the Soviet Union.
Okay.
So, like, is it still?
I don't know. Is that, yeah, like, the nuclear
right.
spot now?
They're like, hey, it's near a mountain. Mm-hmm. It's a, ding, 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 ding. It's near a mountain, they said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But I got a lot of my information today from North Carolina. Ghosts.com. North Carolina. Ghosts.com. AshevilleTerrors.com. Atlas Obscura. And Wikipedia. Okay. So, apologies for my southern accent.
Accent. You picked it up while you were reading about it.
Yeah, just, it's who I am.
It's who you are now.
I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's how they talk.
Yeah,
it's wild. That's pretty good, actually. I surprised myself. I pulled that out of my butt.
Wow, I really did just, like, pick it up from reading.
I read it, and I didn't listen to anything.
Did you hear the accent?
No, I didn't have to. I just saw it, and I went, Asheville.
You felt it. You felt it deep down.
North Carolina, baby.
North Carolina. I'm not going quite so south.
Oh.
Because the reason why we picked American Idol.
I know what you picked. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Carly knows what I picked.
This rarely happens, but I do know the one you picked.
Carly knows what I picked because I am going to Chicago tomorrow.
Chicago!
And I booked a hotel a few weeks back and just, like, kind of randomly picked the one that was, like, the cheapest and didn't look sketchy and was, like, downtown.
Yeah.
And I didn't think much of it. And then I was talking to Carly about it, and she's like, oh, have you, like, it's, like, an old hotel. Is it, yeah. Do you think it's haunted?
Yeah.
You should look up if it's haunted. So I looked it up, and guess what, people?
It's haunted.
The most haunted hotel in Chicago.
Yeah.
I just stumbled across it.
Dang. And she like, accidentally picked it.
But I picked it, and I'm going there tomorrow, and I'll report back.
She has to report back.
I might record a little something from the hotel.
We'll see. Please do.
We'll see.
Please do whatever. Do it all.
So it is the Congress Plaza Hotel in Chicago.
Okay.
It's located on South Michigan Avenue across from Grant Park in Chicago. So that's a big park.
Yeah.
Right on the water. It's where the Bean is.
The Bean. We all know the Bean.
We know the Bean.
Yeah.
It first opened in 1893.
Dang.
So it's she old.
She a gal. She's oldly, been around the town.
Oldly settled.
It's Chicago.
Chicago. Oldly settled.
Chicago deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza. Oh, my information is from the Congress Plaza website. A Patch.com article by Amber Fisher, a City Pass article by Byron Beck, an Insider article by Frank Olito, and ChooseChicago.com and CBS Chicago.
Cute!
So yeah, it first opened in 1893. It was built by famous hotel developer R.H. Southgate. Seems to be famous for, like, mostly Chicago hotels.
Not to be confused with Northgate.
Not to be confused with Northgate.
No.
It was designed by architect Clinton J. Warren.
Oh.
Originally called the Auditorium Annex because it was made to, like, mirror the auditorium building across the street.
Makes
sense. At the time was a theater, office, and also a hotel complex.
Dang!
And there was an underground, like, passageway, marble passageway.
Oh, come on, marble!
Called Peacock Alley.
Oh my god. Fancy.
It was opened for the World's Columbian Exposition.
Oh.
The Chicago World's Fair. Right. Which is a big famous thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've talked about it before.
The World's Fair. I don't know about in Chicago, but definitely the World's Fair, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chicago.
I'm sure, like, when we talked about Chicago, we probably talked about, like, H.H. Holmes.
Oh,
and, like,
you know what? Yeah. Yes.
Various other World's Fair things. It's maybe come up.
Yeah. You definitely talked about it.
Not sure when or where, but if you go through all of our episodes and listen to every single one.
Yeah, there's not that many. You can definitely do it in a day.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, we're really new.
We only have a few episodes.
We're new kids on the block.
Yeah, so the South Tower of the hotel was built a few years later between 1902 and 1906.
Great.
And this included a banquet hall known as the Gold Room, which was the first air-conditioned ballroom in America.
Whoa!
So the rich and fancy would not be sweaty.
Hey, you'd think that there would be one before that, because...
I mean, it's like 1906.
Yeah, but, like, you're dancing, you're sweating, baby.
They didn't have air conditioning. Like,
I guess
it's pretty new.
It's a new thing.
By 1908, the hotel had 1,000 guest rooms.
Ooh.
And in 1911, it was renamed to the Congress Plaza Hotel.
Cool.
Which it is now.
Nice.
During World War II, the government purchased the hotel and used it as a headquarters for army officers.
Whoa!
And then at the end of the war in 1945, it was reopened. Purchased by a group of Chicagoans.
Chicago.
In 1950, it was purchased again by some, like, hotel corporation. They also remodeled, modernized it. It was remodeled again in the 1960s when they added escalators.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. In the 60s, eh?
Yeah. So, the 50s and the 60s, they remodeled it. They've, like, kind of fixed it up a few times over the years, but it really kind of retains its old-timiness.
It's charm.
It
keeps the charm. Yeah. In Chicago, it keeps the charm.
To quote the hotel website, even through the hotel building boom of recent years, the Congress Plaza Hotel has retained its unique character by blending the old with the new. In contrast to many of the formulaic chains and property layouts.
Come for them.
The shade.
Come for them all.
Guest rooms.
Name them.
Guest rooms and suites remain larger, ceilings higher, bathrooms bigger, and window expanses wider.
Nice.
The abundant public space, large lobby, and long corridors provide a freedom of movement rarely seen in the tighter confines of space-saving properties built more for convenience rather than a true destination or getaway spot.
Oh my god, they really have come for the modern hotel. Yay!
Yeah, I know.
I love that,
honestly.
They're
like, this is much better.
Wow, did we write that article?
I know, right?
We honestly, wow.
Man, okay, hotel
famously
website.
Have said, wow.
The hotel website also notes that it was known as the home of presidents.
What?
It's been visited from presidents Grover Cleveland, William McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, there's a twin.
William Taft, Woodrow Wilson, Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge, and Franklin Mandela Roosevelt as well. So I do have both.
You
Roosevelt.
Have both of them because they're twins.
I just have more to say about
is it
Teddy.
Is it because they went together?
Yeah, they went together because they're twins.
They're twins.
it is the most haunted hotel in Chicago.
Dang, I can't believe we haven't done it yet. That's shocking.
Right?
That's amazing.
Because I've done the Drake Hotel.
That's right. Yeah, we've done Chicago.
We've done Chicago
and stories
hotels.
In Chicago
yeah.
as well.
We have never talked about this one.
Dang, that's so cool.
And? Teddy Roosevelt.
Come on, Teddy.
He's the president that haunts the place. Out of all those presidents, only
he's
one
the one.
It.
Surprise.
So he, back in the day, don't have a year, after he lost the presidential nomination, he announced that he was leaving the Republican Party and forming his own party.
That's
and he
right.
did that announcement in the Florentine Room in the Congress Plaza.
He did, eh?
And some say, if you go into the Florentine Room, you can still see him.
Dang! Is he giving a press conference?
I guess.
Still to this day.
Ghostly press conference.
Wow. That's the one thing that's an activity I don't want to be doing as a ghost. A press conference?
I mean, he's pretty excited about it. He's forming his own party.
Mm-mm. Don't want to, we talked about this, don't want to work.
This is true.
When I'm ghost,
when
don't want to have a job. Don't want
to
think I have a job.
No.
Don't want to do a ghost press conference.
I don't want to do a job now.
Correct. So I want to just be vibing.
I just
want to
chill.
I want to pull pranks. I want to be silly. I don't want to hold a press conference for eternity.
All vibes. No. Oh my god.
And neither does she. Agreed.
I just settled her out. How did she get back in?
A mystery.
So another big name that reportedly haunts the hotel is, guess what, Carly?
What?
Chicago. Al Capone.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Of course. It is said that he set up his headquarters for a time in the hotel.
Of course he did,
and
because
even
he's Al Capone.
He may have owned it for a little bit.
Dang.
Several of his associates and friends were said to have lived at the hotel in the 1920s and the 1930s.
Wow.
And it said that the corridors and tunnels underneath the hotel were apparently used for smuggling. Perhaps some other shady dealings.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
Hotel records never actually show his name as having stayed there, but, like, why would
they he put his can't. Real name? He's Al Capone.
He's Al Capone. He's not going to just write, yes, hello, it's me, Al Capone. He's going to say his name was Theodore Roosevelt or
he's
something.
He's going to say, it's me. You know me. Teddy Roosevelt. You know me. Triplet to Teddy
I'm
and
Roosevelt.
FDR. I'm Jack Roosevelt.
Geronimo Roosevelt.
And I go by Jack sometimes.
Yeah, Jack
because
sure.
Geronimo is a mouthful.
Yeah. So, old Al, his ghost is often spotted near his old suite on the 8th floor.
Cool.
As well as in the hotel's bar and lobby, so I'll keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, please do.
The 8th floor is also haunted by a lone man.
Ooh.
Maybe it's Al Capone,
maybe
I don't
it's
know.
Also Al Capone.
The elevator frequently stops on that floor without anyone pressing the button for it.
That one always freaks me out.
Mm.
Elevator opens, nothing.
Nothing.
No,
it's
no.
It's like, you have to get off on this floor.
Yeah, I will. If an elevator opens and there's no one there,
even though it very much could be someone like press the button and
no,
then,
but
like,
if the button's not,
something.
If I can see that the button's not pressed.
No, but
and if I and if I peek in, button's not pressed.
Someone could have just like pressed the button for the like go down them and like, oh, wait, I forgot something.
No. Too much for me. Unless I have
too
pressed
much.
The button to call it, it
mm-hmm.
should not be there.
Okay. All right. I'll see if it happens to me.
Great. Okay.
Don't
get in it!
Ghost I'm going to keep an eye out for is
okay.
Peg Leg Johnny.
No! Mm-hmm. Not Johnny.
Oh, Peg Leg Johnny.
Why do they do Johnny so dirty?
You don't know about Peg Leg Johnny?
Tell me about Peg Leg Johnny.
Johnny.
Nobody,
he was like a...
Nobody's born with that name.
No, you earn that name.
That's
like, you
right.
earn a peg leg.
That's right.
You acquire that name.
you do what you can,
you
and you get names.
Do what you can, and you get the name Peg Leg Johnny.
Well.
So he was obviously a dude with a peg leg.
I mean, imagine he wasn't.
Yeah, no.
Make no sense.
What if you, like, ask someone their name, and they're like, my name's Peg Leg Johnny, and you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, I didn't know you had a peg leg.
Yeah,
he goes,
like, I don't.
I didn't. I don't. He goes, I hope to one day.
I'm just aspiring to be a man with a peg leg.
He's like, I heard about manifestation. I heard if you put
yeah.
it out there, it will come
to you.
So
putting it out there, I really want a peg leg.
Yeah, and then it never happened.
I'm assuming he does have a peg leg.
Yeah, great.
But he was like a vagrant or like a person who lived on the street.
Sure.
He was either murdered at the hotel.
Oh my God!
Or lived like in the alley.
Near
before
the hotel
was
okay.
built and was killed or
oh.
died or something like that.
Either way, horrible.
Probably
horrible.
Died a horrible, horrible death.
Also, let's not, like, give our houseless neighbors names like Peg Leg Johnny.
Maybe he named himself.
We can only hope.
We can only hope.
In our heart of hearts,
like,
we can only hope that he named
he
himself.
He was like, yeah, it's me, old Peg Leg Johnny.
He introduced himself that way because
yes.
it made him
he
chuckle.
He went up to people and was like, hello, I'm
he
Peg
owned
Leg
it.
Johnny.
Yeah.
He,
because
I hope
if
so.
Not, that's terribly sad.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not because he does seem a little bit annoyed.
Oh.
Or at least, like, I don't know, he's a little bothersome.
Okay.
He just, like, he doesn't do that much, though. He just turns
yeah.
lights and electronics on enough.
Right.
To think he's just a little bit annoying. But he's not,
yeah.
like, malicious. He's not angry.
Aww. Look
he's
up.
Trying to get people's attention.
Johnny.
He'd be like, look at my big leg.
He's like, maybe I'll dance for you.
I'll dance for you with my big leg.
That's the kind of ghost I would want to be. I'm just going to go, I dance for you.
I dance for you.
Don't do dance for you.
I would dance. That's
it's
terrifying.
It's so scary, but it would be so funny.
It's so scary. If anyone came up to me and asked, would you like a dance? I would be like, excuse me, what? And then if someone came up to me and asked if I wanted to dance and then just, like, danced
Vamoosed.
And, like, disappeared into the mist, I would be like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
never
is
going
it,
outside again.
You were like, well, that's enough
that's
time
it.
In the world for
okay,
me.
I'm done.
Is it worse if it's just a random person comes up to you, may I dance for you? And then
mm-hmm.
they dance, and then they walk away, and
mm-hmm.
you could see them again in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it worse if it's, may I dance for you? Dance, dance, dance. Poof, gone forever.
It's scarier if they poof, gone forever.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because
then you're like, oh, that was something.
But what about
if it's
the,
just a regular
yeah,
person?
It could be the threat. You'd have to see them again. They might dance for you again.
I know, but then I'm like, I know what to expect if I see them again.
Right. And you would say, yeah. No, thank you.
Because then it's less of a shock if they come up to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the guy that comes up to people and asks them to dance.
That's right. It's the,
and then it's just the that guy.
Right, right. And he gets a name. He's called. Yeah.
If it happens, like, regularly, it's less scary. It's more just like, okay, fine.
That's just Johnny. He's just dancing again. He just likes to dance. Mm-hmm. Leave him alone.
Who else we got? There's so many goddamn ghosts.
Oh my god, yes. Give them to us.
This one's sad. Apparently there's been a lot of suicides at the hotel.
Oh, that is sad.
I mean, it's been...
It's an old-ass hotel. So
one of the most famous was Spanish-American war veteran, Captain Louis, or Louis, I don't know, time. On April 8th, 1900, so it was like brand new hotel.
Yeah.
Beautiful, probably. He was staying at the hotel by himself, and it was the night before his wedding.
Okay.
I guess he didn't have a very nice night before his wedding.
Oh, no.
Because he shot himself in his hotel room. He didn't leave a suicide note. And two wedding rings were found with his body. He, according to sources, was suffering from, like, PTSD from the war.
Oh, no!
And had been experiencing night terrors, so he was just having a bad time, and I guess was like, I can't do it anymore.
He was like, no.
Let's just not get married, let's just...
That's horrible. I was hoping for, like, a plot twist of murder was foul!
No.
No, it's just a sad.
So there's him... Carly, this is the one for the bingo. Okay.
All right. Buckle up.
So there was a workman who, while the hotel was being built, was apparently buried in the walls of the hotel.
No! Was he bricked in? Ooh!
Was he bricked in? How did he get in there? Did someone, like, do it as a funny prank and then forgot about him?
Like, see you after lunch, Jacob.
Bye.
Never again.
They're like, oh, shit.
Never again.
Like, 3 days later, like, wait.
They're like, oh, Jacob? I saw Jacob go home. Oh, good. I haven't seen him for a while.
I haven't seen him for a bit. Like, oh, I don't know.
In the walls.
He was always a little flaky. Maybe he just, like, went to a different...
That's right.
He found a different work site.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he was bricked in. And you are behind the balcony in the gold room, you might be able to see one of his ghostly hands sticking out of the wall in the closet.
Oh my god, he never got out. Oh my god, that's amazing.
There is, of course, a room that is the most haunted room.
Yes!
Which, like,
of course
maybe,
it is.
I really hope we get that room. We'll see.
Yeah, oh my god, I really hope you get near it at least.
Imagine. Okay, so it's room 441.
Okay.
It said that ghosts staying in this room make more calls to security and to the front desk than from any other room in the hotel.
Whoa, so they're like, it's a guest call on the phone.
It's 441 again.
441 again. Here they are.
Guests often report seeing the dark figure of a woman who kicks them awake from the foot of the bed.
That's like, not very nice.
No, I know.
She's like, get up.
Like, come on, lady.
I'm not even going to use my arm. I will use my legs.
They kick you? That's rude.
They kick you awake? I never thought of that as a technique before, but that's something, I guess.
Rude. They also report having their objects moved around the room and hearing scary sounds. The room apparently inspired Stephen King to write his less famous hotel story. 1408. Is it room? It's called room 1408?
I think it's called room 1408.
I only wrote 1408. Room 1408.
1408.
Which is about a room that, like, makes people kill themselves, basically.
Wild. Hotel room.
Once you go in, you never get out.
Ew, hate that.
No suicides have ever actually been reported in the room. Stephen King was probably like, this is spooky.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write something about it. And maybe also heard about, like, the suicides in the hotel.
And he was like, put them together.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
What do you got? Yeah, 1408.
That's right.
The hotel also, according to some sources, claims an H.H. Holmes connection.
Ew.
since it was open for the World's Fair.
That's right.
Some say that he loitered in the hotel lobby looking for victims to lure back to his torture chambers.
Wild. Wouldn't put it past him. He was a busy guy.
Maybe.
In the worst way possible.
It was like a popular spot.
Yeah.
It was right across from the World's Fair.
That's maybe. Right. And it had a tunnel.
It had a tunnel. That's spooky.
That's spooky in itself.
That is spooky. The 12th floor mm-hmm. is also extra spooky. It's like the top floor. People say that some of the doors don't match the other doors. The carpets are old and worn.
Ew.
The woodwork is chipped and the paint doesn't match in places.
Oh.
Sounds like maybe they just need to fix it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, get someone in there.
Well, so apparently the hallway gets, like, wider and then narrower, which is really weird.
That's really scary.
It's weird. Really, like, off-putting.
I don't like that.
And it's haunted by the ghost of a little boy.
Oh, no.
And there's, like, a sad story behind this. So it's Carl Langer.
Okay.
He died at the hotel in 1939. In August of that year, his mother, Adele Langer, she came to the hotel with her two sons. Carol was 6 and Jan, I think. It's like J-A-N, so it might be.
Right.
Yeah. He was 4 and a half, so they're just little babies.
Oh, the babies.
So they had fled what was then Czechoslovakia.
Sure.
About a month earlier because the Nazis were taking over.
Right.
And they wanted to, like, go find a better home in the U.S.
Smart.
They had come on their own while Adele's husband, their father, was trying to sell their home in his textile mill in Prague.
Aw.
So according to the Chicago Tribune article from The Time, her husband told journalists that she had been kind of depressed since leaving her home, and she had spoken of killing herself and taking the babies with her, which is what she did. So it was like a sunny, hot August day. She takes the kids to the zoo, the Lincoln Park Zoo. Had a great time, and then when they came back, they came back to their room on the 12th floor, and she tossed the two boys out of the window and then leapt after them. And all three of them landed on Michigan Avenue and did not ever come back from that. Not a fun fall. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
This is also one of those stories where you, like, read about it in, like, certain sources.
Yeah.
And it's like, she, like, yeah, threw the boys at the window and then fell to her death. And
you're like,
this is probably
sure.
not true. Like,
but then you read
but
the
then there's
newspaper
an actual,
article.
Yeah, there's, like, an actual thing that, like, sources a Chicago Tribune article from 1939. And it's, like, there.
Oh, dear God.
And it's real and it happened.
Also, she was, like, she did what you do to a dog that you're put, like, you have to put down. You, like, give them a beautiful last
yeah,
day.
She's like, we're going to go to the zoo. We're going to have a great time. It's a beautiful summer day.
Oh, she was like, one last good
yeah,
day.
And then all three of us are done.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was not emotionally prepared for that today.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's the, I'm going to be thinking about that forever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And for it to be for sure, yeah, corroborated.
Yeah, and like,
that's
not
the part
that's like story
yeah, like, wild.
That
yeah, like, oh.
Because the same thing with the, like, the suicide of the war veteran.
Yeah.
Like, there are sources from the time.
Yeah. Dang.
So, yeah, it's not just, like,
like,
there
possibly
might be a pink lady.
There was
it's
a
like,
lady one time,
happened.
Maybe. Oh, my God, that's so dark.
Which gives a little bit more, like, credibility to the haunting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a lot of this was from an article of someone speaking with Chicago Hauntings ghost tour runner, Tony
cool.
Schabelsky.
Come on, Tony. Tony!
So he is telling a lot of these stories, and he spoke with a security guard named John,
okay.
Who's been working at the hotel for more than 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And when he started the job, he didn't believe in ghosts, but... one day he got a call that a little boy was running around the halls on the 12th floor.
Right.
Causing a ruckus. So we went out to investigate. He said that he didn't see anything at first, but then he was standing at the far end of the hallway and he saw a little boy. Looked pretty normal, except they had like kind of old worn out clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he pointed at him and said, "Hey, what are you doing? Why are you running around? You're not supposed to be here." And he said that the boy just looked at him, smiled, and, like, faded away.
Ew! Uh-huh. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Looked at him, smiled, and just went...
disappeared. Like, slowly faded away.
That is so...
Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do myself. That's really
also
stressful.
Also, he reports running into the little boy a few other times after that at the hotel, and he also says that he encountered him once in his own home.
What?
I guess he just, like, attached himself to him. So he was at home one night, settling down, just, like, chilling, putting on some, like, music. He was going to start reading a book.
Yeah. Vibing, as one does.
He looks up, and just for, like, a second... the boy was standing in front of him and then, like, disappeared. Just, like, a second.
Just, like,
a
on the other side of his book, just, like...
Yeah, just, like, looked up and he was there and then he, like, disappeared.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew. Yeah. Ew. 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 Absolutely fucking not. Yeah. Absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah. No.
Uh-huh.
That is terror. Mm-hmm. That's pure terror. No. I'd move, I'd change my name, I'd get a new job.
I'm sorry, I can't work here anymore. Mm-mm. It's like when we were talking about the spaghetti factory in Vancouver, the girl that saw the little boy ghost and was like, no, quit.
And she went, goodbye forever. I would goodbye forever.
Yeah, he didn't goodbye forever, he just worked there.
He's just like, I like it, actually.
He's like, whatever, he's my friend.
Oh, no.
He's just another boy.
Like, maybe at work, like, okay, yeah. You can deal with it. In your home?
Yeah.
After already... No. That's... No. No. You gotta sage. You gotta sage. You gotta call a priest. You gotta do everything. Mm-hmm. You gotta... That every... You know...
You have to quit your job.
You have to quit your job. You gotta move out of the country. Yeah. All of it. God. Wow.
Other people have reported seeing the boy running around the halls, rearranging furniture, and just generally causing mischief.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
It's, like, cute, but terrifying.
It's spooky.
Because children ghosts are terrifying.
Children ghosts are scary.
You talked about this before.
They're just, like, they just smile at you and then fade away.
If they just... No. No. Right? Like, if he was, like, a little bit scared and, like, I'd be like, okay, he's a little kid, just being weird. Looks at you, smiles, and fades. Like, that... No. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. No. That and children giggling, it's not for me.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he giggles, too. I didn't read that in
He better not
mind.
Giggle.
My giggle.
If you go, you have to listen for giggling just in case.
Okay, I'm gonna listen for giggling.
Yeah.
What if I'm on the 12th floor?
Ooh. Keep your eyes peeled for a little boy.
There's also a room on the 12th floor that said that it's so haunted. It was sealed off.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's...
that's drama.
The hotel doesn't really talk much about their haunted reputation on their website.
Oh, dang.
But they do host a haunted Halloween ball every Halloween.
What?
With, quote, elements of a lavish VIP nightclub and lounge experience with the exclusiveness of a luxury hotel gala and the terror and chills of a haunted house. It sounds really fun.
So we're, I guess we're going to Halloween.
I guess. Like, go to Chicago.
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
That is beyond.
That sounds, yeah.
That's
so that's
beyond.
That. I'm going to go stay there tomorrow. That's the most, like, that's the quickest. Usually we're just like, we're going to go there.
We're going to go
and
there.
It's actually
like.
Go there. This is like, no, I'm going there tomorrow.
I actually, like, you're going there for
I'm
sure.
I'm going there tomorrow and I'm staying
and then
there.
Can report
and
back.
I have a reservation.
You really do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
we'll
so
see.
Good.
I'll maybe record a little something. I'll definitely take some photos for the Instagram. So take a look at the stories.
Yeah, baby.
If you're listening to this. The day it comes out.
That's right. Yeah, there'll be some stories. And you can make
I'll make a little, I'll do like a highlight for it.
Yeah. So if you miss it, you won't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I didn't mention about my hotel is that it doesn't care about how spooky it is, but it does host the National Gingerbread House Competition, which is really cute.
Yeah,
it doesn't particularly care about.
But it cares about gingerbread.
They have a class called Baking Spirits Bright, and so you'd hope there'd be like baking and ghosts, but no. It's just about making gingerbread. Oh, yeah.
It says, wow, they're obsessed with gingerbread.
They love it. They're really big fans. They're like where gingerbread goes to be famous. Like that's gingerbread.
Whoa.
I know. It looks like a house. Like a real house. Whoa, like a Victorian era house. It looks like you could put dolls inside and they could live in it forever, but it's made of food.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of haunted places that we talked about on the podcast, pal of the pod, Melanie.
Yeah.
I finally visited her haunted apartment that she told us about. Didn't see any ghosts.
Okay. All right.
Didn't meet the ghost cat slash raccoon.
Right.
I met the actual cat.
Good. That's good.
And it's like a cute old apartment. Aww. It's like one of those old ass apartments that you're like, wow, this stove is
old.
Older than most people.
You're like the people who first owned the stove are dead.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's old. Amazing. Yeah, we got to hang out with Melanie as well at the Brandenhout Roy concert on the weekend. That was really, really cool.
That was great.
Get some pals of the pod in the same room and enjoy some good music and some good times and good company. Mm-hmm. That was really, really cool and fun. So big congrats to B-Roy.
Yeah.
Freaking tour.
Cool-ass tour.
Yeah. So if you want to hear some good Canadian pop music, maybe, some real good.
Brandon Howard Roy.
And wherever you listen to or stream your music, he's the real deal, baby.
He is.
He's a freaking star.
The Realio Dealio.
As we like to say.
The
Realio Dealio.
Something else we should mention is the 10th anniversary podcast series by Hamilton's own Red Betty Theater. It's a really exciting podcast series with four of their most popular plays being turned into radio dramas, all from award-winning playwright Radha Menon. And you can listen to these epic and absurd tales about family, connection, and home now wherever you find podcasts. And we'll also link it in the description of the show. So check it out!
Carly,
mm-hmm.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. Cecilia?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
I didn't see any in Melanie's haunted apartment.
Right, that's right. You did already.
And I haven't really visited anywhere else that's known to be haunted.
Okay.
But maybe I'll see some tomorrow.
That's right. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
There's always next week, and you are actually going somewhere haunted, so.
I am.
Here's hoping.
I didn't even do it on purpose.
You did it by accident. Serendipity. Spirit serendipity.
Oh my gosh.
Spooky spirit serendipity.
Zippity.
Zippity dude. No, I won't be. But anyways, we love you. Thanks for being here with us. Once again.
That's been another episode. Ghosts are everywhere.
Yeah. Cecilia's traveling next week, so we'll see what we can do. But
I don't know if I'll be able to record. And if I do, it won't sound very good.
Yeah.
But
we'll figure it out. And hopefully you'll be here for our next one. So bear with us if we take a little break. You can also follow us on socials in the meantime.
Yeah. And I'll maybe post some scenic pics or some pics of any haunted places that I visit. So I'm going to be in Chicago and I'm going to be in Milwaukee.
Totally.
I'm sure there's haunted places in both of those cities.
We love it. And we can't wait to hear about it. Mm-hmm. So until next time.
Follow us on Instagram at GhostsAreEverywherePod and Twitter at GAAPod and then email us at GhostsAreEverywhere@gmail.com. And buy a mug.
Yeah, you could do that.
I don't know why I said it that aggressively. They're nice. They're cute.
Yeah, they're fun.
And they're nice. They're cute. They're
like
fun.
Like them, and you should like them too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, I guess. Goodbye. Bye-bye now.
And bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Oh, God. Goodbye.
I got rhythm. I got music.
I got
this podcast. Who can ask for anything more?
I got the blues.
And I guess that's what they call it, the blues.